I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, Harley Quinn fans! We are back as we are talking DC's Harley Quinn Season 1, Episode 9, Seat at the Table. And the LOD is a supportive community of elite supervillains dedicated to making the world a worse place. They've been behind some of the most evil plots of the 21st century. But not only them, but us too, as we are the panel that talks the most of DC's Harley Quinn. Alongside me is the LOD Queen, Chauncey K. Robinson the Fourth.
Yes, hi. First.
It's not the fourth? There are three other predators. You're not the fourth one in proceeding?
No.
Oh, well, I understand that because I am the only Tyrannus. I am Tyrann, hosting and paneling as we are talking DC's Harley Quinn Season 1, Episode 9, Seat at the Table. We're going to be breaking down this wonderful, fun ride by Joker. Joker gets his own everything.
Of course he does.
Joker gets everything. Planet-wide pavers. Steve from Tulsa, work drink, Harley disses the team disses Harley, Ivy gets got.
Yes.
And of course, we're going to have some quick predictions. As we all know, this show is so unpredictable, we don't know where to even begin. What were your thoughts on this overall thoughts on this episode?
I thought it was good. I thought, you know, what we're getting into now in the later season seems to be that the episodes are connecting to one another. Like, I mean, there was an emotional through line with all the episodes,
sure.
But now we're having it so that there's like two-parters and plot lines that continue, which I like. It's you know, I mean, it makes it a
you
little
don't
bit...
You sound like you like that.
Well, it makes it a little less punchy sometimes because they have to kind of, you know, get the... It's a little bit more emotional baggage going on than, you know, the one liners that we had in the first, like, maybe four episodes, where it was, like, joke after joke. Now it's a little bit more, you know, we're having, you know, talks and
it's
feelings.
It's not as many zings, however, it does get a little more heavy, which actually gives the show a lot more credibility. It makes it, instead of just a show, it's the show, meaning that there is actual substance to the show. Sure, we've known about Harley Quinn's journey throughout, but I also agree that this story arc that we are beginning, it seems to be a story arc. I don't know if it's going to carry on to the last episode.
Yeah.
However, we are getting a much more meat.
Yes.
I am missing Kite Man.
Yeah, Kite Man's been kind of, well, you know, Ivy's going through it with her BFF, which you would think she'd lean on Kite Man a little bit more, but... He's kind of disappeared so far.
Frank is back, though.
Emotionally carrying.
Is he? And I think that Bane wanted to do magic. I wanted to see Bane do magic.
Bane.
It was going to be a spectacle.
I love that Bane is back more, too.
Bane is a fun character.
Him and Frank are like my two faves.
Well, it's good to know that LOD is modeled after Pixar.
Yes.
And so that's a nice thing.
And that Bane wants another. Was it Bane that wants Up, too? And there was a debate about whether or not you... I would like an Up to as well, where the kid is now the old man who loses
as
his life.
As Lex says, it's done. Unless they make the kid the old man, it's done.
And he does... Also, Lex doesn't know what plosives are.
Yes. What's a plosive?
I like Lex, too.
We have explosives.
He's like subtle. He's like the subtle dig, where it's just like... Yeah, power out of nowhere.
And of course we get the recruiting film at the beginning.
Yeah, which, why is it like this 90s style thing?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's a throwback to the 80s type.
Workplace.
You're joining our team.
Yes.
What did Psycho say?
I don't know. Not something racist.
It wasn't something racist to black to black man. It wasn't something racist.
Probably was.
So we do get a couple one-liners that stick out. Of course, we get this whole concept of Joker. Joker is finally getting a much bigger byline in the story.
I'm glad, you know, actually, I appreciated that it took this long to get to the point where we got a lot more Joker because we had to see Harley kind of grow a bit and then the final, but a test on whether or not she was totally over Joker. And I think that's what we saw this episode.
I like that. I actually just like Joker, so it was
great
to see Joker.
You identify with him very much.
It was a payoff to wait until now to see him. It was worth the wait. This episode was fun with Joker. Of course, we all felt like something was going to happen. There's no way Joker's being this nice.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as bad as it seemed either. He just pushes her out.
That's his nature because he wants to get away. I actually thought there was something deeper still going on.
But I feel like a part of me feels like he did it all on purpose.
Yeah.
to the point where as if he knew Batman was going to show up.
Oh, yeah.
And then even tricked Harley with the, there's, I would hate to do this, but there's room for you.
Yeah,
you
and then come on. And then,
push her
after making out with her, typical man.
Wow, who hurt you? So we get this Joker who seems appreciative of Harley.
Yeah, everyone seems appreciative. That's why I still think something might be going on. I don't know if it was to get to Ivy, because we saw that Ivy, of course, got at the end. So it just seems a little weird that now everyone's her biggest cheerleader.
You think it's LOD who got Ivy?
I think there's something weird going on where everyone, because we saw in the previous episode, Lex was all like, well, we've always wanted you, Ivy. We never really wanted Harley. And now all of a sudden it's, that's a great idea, Harley. That's this Harley. Everyone's about Harley.
You're an asset.
And it's like, why the 180? I still don't totally believe it because, you know, Harley's great, but she doesn't have powers.
Well, it seems like a 360 as Joker pushes her right back out.
Yeah, but that's like a personal
after wooing her. After wooing her with the, oh, just 5 more minutes. And she does basically play her friends for it. What did
she
think of that?
I liked that they did not forgive her in the end. I do like that they all walked away from her because I think she still has a lot of growing to do. I mean, of course, it's you don't want to get too deep with the show, but it's very much all it took was for Joker to treat her to a few drinks and to be nice to her a little bit for her to kind of throw everyone out.
Yeah.
So I think it was, and you know, just what was happening to, you know, all of them where it was just like they were getting sent down to the basement and it's like they're not her henchmen for hire.
They're not her henchmen. They're her team.
Until now,
I thought they were more like partners. Sure,
yeah.
Harley was the leader, even though the de facto leader is actually Ivy.
Yeah.
But they were a squad, not workers.
Yeah, and they just kind of put them to the bottom, and Harley like is so like wrapped up in being part of
She did try to speak to Joker about
it. Okay, I think that was just an excuse to talk to her. I don't think she was trying to do that.
It was convenient
for her to say that.
That's why I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then we also get your buddy Frank, and he gets a pot guy.
Oh my God, the pot, literal pot guy.
That's
but
a
he
pot
thought
guy,
it was,
I thought that was fun.
I thought that, yeah. I just love that Frank is back and he's like more active and involved in the thing. And I also thought it was funny that there was a whole joke, you know, talking about pushing boundaries. There was a 9/11 joke in there about the pear tree being a jerk and now being planted in front of the 9/11 memorial.
Now it's got the best.
I don't
want
to laugh, but I kind of want to laugh.
It's smart.
Smart
it's
TV,
fun.
Yeah.
It's relevant. It's topical. There's a lot of great pop culture references throughout.
There was a meta reference with the waitress who was the shipper of Joker and Harley, which, you know, it's kind of weird. It is weird
she
to kind of ship
them. I ship you. You guys are my favorite villain couple.
Yeah, I ship Ivy and Kite Man. That's who I ship. I don't ship Joker and
Kyvie?
Harley.
Kyvie? I want to know what you guys are shipping. Let us know in the comments below. We appreciate you sharing, subscribing, spreading the word, sharing the love. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us that 5 stars we so greatly deserve. And we appreciate you for making us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes.
Harley disses the team. The team disses Harley. You think that Harley should never have dissed the team, but the team should have dissed Harley for dissing the team?
Well, I think one of the things is just the fact that they don't really need her. I mean, we haven't really seen the benefits of being in the Legion of Doom just yet, aside from Harley. Like, I kind of wonder why the rest of them want to stay around, because it's like, what are the benefits? Yeah, Harley has the company card. The rest of them don't have a company card.
Well, Dr. Psycho used to be in.
But he got kicked out.
And then he was like, I know where my office is.
And now he's demoted, you know? So what's the point of them?
Why are we going down?
Yeah, what's the point of them staying around? So it makes sense that they would go. And then, you know, King Shark with, you know, it's Finn.
His Finn got blown off. His plan got blown off because of Bane. He is part of Bane's plot. A Bane plot that Joker actually set up, which could have been Joker's plan because Joker is that diabolical.
There's just
to
a
begin
lot
with.
Going on, and I think they haven't completely revealed exactly. I still don't believe that the Legion of Doom totally wants Harley Quinn.
Estefan? I hate when, I don't know why Lex says
from
that.
Steve from Tulsa. I think he's very Lex. Lex is this smooth guy, and he's like, he's not going to have some Steve from Tulsa. He's going to have, you know.
Esteban. Esteban is my worker.
Lex doesn't have time to say cheesy names.
So then Ivy gets got.
Yeah. Which was a setup.
Out of nowhere.
Totally a setup.
Gets got.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that plant, the plant-wide pavers, which the commercial was just ridiculous. They're just paving through forests and killing, like, trees with birds in them. They're like, planet-wide pavers.
So, yeah, she just gets caught. And I think it's good. It was also typical as well because she had been, you know, texting Harley and thinking that Harley was going to show up to be with her, and she just didn't. And I think I actually really appreciated that they showed that Ivy wasn't just about, like, just using her powers. I mean, she did try to use it, but it's like, she's she can do
other
stuff.
She's like, I can do stuff. Like, I'm still, me, you know? Yeah. I'm still, Ivy. Here's this thing. Ivy is clearly the backbone of the group. She is the, and Harley's the face. And without each other, I think that we're going to lose something.
Yeah,
we obviously, we're at a tough time. So this coming so soon after the last heartbreak might be a little too much.
Yeah. And I also think that's why you probably got Joker a bit more, because without Harley and Ivy being close, you don't have that dynamic. So you insert the other tried and true dynamic of Joker, which worked perfectly, getting them for the majority and getting Joker for the majority of it. So you kind of realize how much you miss them. And then with Batman, you know, being like, some things never change, his little addition. I always love Batman when he's on screen.
It's always fun. Let's get into some quick predictions, please.
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
If it's possible to predict anything on the show.
Well, I think that Ivy was Ivy being hijacked is probably part of a bigger scheme that has something to do with Joker.
I think Ivy's going to get killed. No, I don't. I see Ivy's such a major part of the show. Without Ivy, the show wouldn't be as fun.
Yes.
I think that Ivy being kidnapped is going to cause Harley and Ivy to reconcile, because Harley's going to come to Ivy's rescue.
Yes.
And the team, and get everyone back together.
I agree with
and
you.
And I just wonder how long it's going to take, because this seems like a setup.
I don't think they're going to draw it out too long. Yeah. I think there has to be, I think it can't just be an easy makeup, though. Because if that's the case, then any time that Harley goes off the deep end, everyone's just like, okay, that's cool. Like, I don't, I wouldn't want that.
Well, every time we fight, it's an easy makeup. Where can people find you if you want to be found?
They can find me on Rotten Tomatoes, as I am a Rotten Tomatoes film and TV critic.
Yeah, they can. And you're too, you give in too easy, Chauncey. You give in too easy.
I do not forgive
you can
him,
find
y'all.
Me.
He's lying.
And I am Taran all across the board. I-A-M-T-H-R-A-N. And, of course, hosting and paneling on a slew of other AfterBuzz after shows, because all of your favorite TV shows are my favorite TV shows, too. Until next time, we will be talking more DC's Harley Quinn. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.